Good morning. You're on TalkBack.
Hi.
Hi.
Am I on the air?
You are on the air.
Okay. This is in regard to the homeless people.
Okay. Yes.
You know, when they build that new millions of dollars worth of jail over there, why not let the homeless stay there? And they could get paid a little bit, and they'd, you know, have nice facilities, I mean, which the criminals don't deserve. And that would solve the problem, because the criminals get right back out on the street. I mean, you know, they're suspended sentences and blah, 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 blah. They should be locked away up in Westmoreland somewhere. But anyway, I think it would be a perfect place for the homeless. They could get their room and board, and they could work around there. And there's going to be plenty of room, because there aren't going to be many criminals in there. So I just thought that would be a great idea.
I think you're being facetious, but we could always mention it to Rick Van Winkler.
I was going to say, we can pass that along to the county, and they can consider that. But,
yeah.
You know, I think there are some practicalities that would probably make that difficult.
Right. But anyway, so. Well, hopefully, wouldn't it be ideal if we didn't have to have any homeless, if we didn't have any homeless people in our city?
Going to be homeless, and they could, you know, work around the jail and have all the use of the facilities and everything, and it would be terrific. At least it would be worth it, because the criminals don't deserve a fancy place like that jail's going to be.
Well.
But anyway, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. Bye-bye now. 357-1290, good morning, you're on TalkBack.
Good morning and Happy New Year, everybody.
Well, thank you,
thank you. Thank you, Happy New Year.
And that woman who just called in is singing, is she singing a song to my soul? Let me tell you, wonderful, wonderful. I just wanted to thank you guys for having Don Primrose on. Thank you so much for what he does. I'm so glad he doesn't have the city down his throat. I hope that the city folk, you know, did you notice that this took zero energy by the bunch of people calling itself the City of Keene?
Say it again?
Did you see it didn't take any energy from the City of Keene? You know, I sure hope he doesn't give up any control. I'm going to send my children down, and I'm going to also volunteer down there. So we'll be calling either today or tomorrow to go and volunteer down there. I think it's wonderful, and I appreciate you guys having him on.
Oh, good. Thank you.
And people were talking about taxes earlier, which is simply theft by force and violence. And, you know, none of them were used to build this thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, none of them were used. You know, they were used to fund the co-op. I watched that happen. I watched some of the city council members laughing about that. That was pretty bad. You know, there have been a bunch of folks that have been calling in saying that they're either going to withhold some of their taxes, say the jail portion or the county portion, or all of their taxes, not just because they can't pay, but because they are voting. And then that caller who called in earlier, people are voting. Don't give up hope. They're voting with their wallet. They're voting with their wallet. They're voting because they're going to remove the blood money and the system that drives them deeper into peril. You know, and look, how about that big pig, you know, called the Cheshire House of Corrections, which is, you know, it's perhaps the biggest loser that the City of Keene has done yet. You know, welcome
I'm
to
sorry,
Keene.
Well, the City of Keene didn't do that.
The City of Keene did not do that.
We have nothing to do with
that. That was the county.
Well, okay, well, who decided it should go up there on that?
It wasn't the City of Keene that made that decision.
The county made the decision.
Okay. So the county made the decision, and nobody decided they wanted to stop it here? How about the people across the street at that Humdinger's place? Is that what they want to look at?
I think that when the county comes in, when a government entity comes in and decides they want to do something, if they can get control of the land, if they can buy the land, they can build it.
Isn't that a shame?
Well, it may be, but that's the way the law works.
Well, I think if they don't have any money behind them anymore, any funding, then they'll pretty much stop. So to that caller who called in earlier, I have a lot of property in this area, and not just in Keene, but I've also got some in that fond of what they're doing down there for sure. But, you know, they talked about rehabbing the jail over in Westland, which they said was going to cost $500,000. That would have been too expensive, yet they decided they wanted a $40 million jail. You know, there's this There's sentiment around here, and sure, everybody is in discourse about the local government. That's in the county government. I think it's everybody has it. There, you know, even the warden, Van Wickler, said that 50% of the people who are in there don't need to be in there. So there really aren't any real hardened criminals here. So I think, you know, welcome to Keene. Look at our beautiful jail. Just get ready, people. What happens when a jail comes to town? Do your property values go up or do they go down?
I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, they're going to go down because that's what people are going to see when they come in. That thing wasn't supposed to be visible from the road. They knew it was going to be visible. They had to have known.
Well, I think they hit ledge, but we have to move on because we have another caller waiting. So thank you very much for calling. 357-1290, good morning. You're on TalkBack.
Yeah, good morning. It's Ian from FreeKeene.com. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing fine. How about
good
you?
Good morning, Ian.
Oh, just great. I was calling in response to the lady that called before that that last guy. Just kind of a typical attitude of lumping everybody who's in a jail together, saying things like, well, those criminals don't deserve that kind of treatment, lock them up, blah, blah, blah. And
most of them are awaiting trial and presumed innocent anyway, but...
There's that point. And as the last caller pointed out, Rick Van Wickler admits that his jail is full of people that honestly shouldn't be there because they've never harmed anyone else. So I'd like to suggest that to that woman that she do a little bit more looking into what it is she's talking about instead of just presuming that because someone's in jail that they must be a bad person. That's not the case at all. When I was in there, I was surrounded by people that had never harmed another person. The jail is holding people who've been arrested for drug offenses and driving related things. Driving, and what I mean when I say driving, I don't mean driving in a way that would put someone in danger. I just mean, you know, driving without the government paper slip, permission slip, for instance. So those folks, I mean, taxpayers are paying right now over $60 a day to house and feed those people, and then when it moves to the new jail, it's going to go up to over $110 a day. You know, that's what you're paying to keep somebody in a cell who had a marijuana plant, you know, in his pocket or something like that. So please, I'd like to encourage people to not just lump everybody together. Are there people in that jail who have committed violent acts? Sure there are. A number of them have done that in search of drugs, in search of the money that they need to buy drugs, because drugs are prohibited, and so therefore the cost, just like during alcohol prohibition, the cost of them rises dramatically. They're thousands of percents more expensive under the black market than they would be in a legal market. So even a lot of the people that are in that jail for so-called crimes that do involve a victim would likely never have committed those crimes had there never been prohibition in the first place. And if you talk to the guys over at the Keene PD, they will tell you that a lot of the people that they pick up for things like burglary and robbery and stuff like that, they were doing those things to get money to purchase drugs. And you don't ever hear about that happening for somebody that needs to go and buy some a six pack of beer, because while the market rates are much more affordable than black market rates. Does that make sense?
That makes sense to me, but anyway.
Yeah, so, and those are human beings, too, I'd like to point out. Those people in jail,
right.
And they deserve to be treated humanely. I mean, if you want them to, to essentially come back into the world and not continue committing crimes, I think it would help to treat them humanely as opposed to, throwing them to the wolves.
And I think most people would agree with you that if somebody finds themselves in the unfortunate position of being in jail, that they need to be treated humanely.
Very good, folks. Have a great day.
Okay, thank you very much.